SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says he's signing an executive order to keep TikTok running in the U.S. for another 75 days to give his administration more time to broker a deal to bring the social media platform under American ownership. Congress had mandated that the platform be divested from China by January the 19th or barred in the U.S. on national security grounds. But the president moved unilaterally to extend the deadline to this weekend as he sought to negotiate an agreement to keep it running. China's ByteDance owns TikTok. Israeli strikes have killed more than a dozen people in the Gaza Strip as Israel sends more ground troops into the Palestinian territory to wrap up its offensive against Hamas. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the report.
The attack follows days of Israeli strikes that have killed at least 100 people. Israel said on Friday it had begun a ground activity in northern Gaza to expand its security zone. And the IDF released a video showing soldiers firing from behind trenches. The UN Humanitarian Office says about 280,000 Palestinians have been displaced since Israel ended the ceasefire with Hamas last month.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma with that report. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump is preaching patience as the stock market plummets on news of his across-the-board tariffs. Greg Cluxton reports.
With the global economy reeling from the tariffs, the president is insisting his trade policies will never change. He wrote online that this is a great time to get rich, telling Americans to hang tough. Meanwhile, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the tariffs were significantly larger than expected and are highly likely to cause more inflation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Well, Graham is taking a trip this weekend.
The popular evangelist, son of Franklin Graham and grandson of Billy, is scheduled to preach the gospel in Cochabamba, Bolivia on Saturday. Some 750 local churches have done the groundwork for the stadium event, which will also feature performances by Christian artists. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, God is at work in Cochabamba, Bolivia, and we're excited to be a part of what he is doing. Pray that many will come to Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court appeared divided Wednesday in a case over whether states should be able to cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion business. The court is considering a legal question that could have wider effects, whether Medicaid patients can continue to sue over the right to choose their own qualified provider. Several other states would like to defund Planned Parenthood. This is SRN News. Gray wolves are causing problems out west.
Commissioners in a rural New Mexico county say pets are being snatched from front yards and livestock are being killed by Mexican gray wolves, prompting them to declare a state of emergency. In the latest flashpoint over efforts to reintroduce wolves in the western U.S., Catherine County commissioners met Thursday to consider steps to hire more people to investigate damage reports and help haze the endangered wolves. They heard nearly 3 hours of testimony from frustrated ranchers and concerned residents. Counties in California and Oregon also recently declared emergencies because of problems with gray wolves there. Keith Peters, Washington.
Juju Watkins, the sensational sophomore who led Southern California to its best season in nearly 40 years, is the Associated Press Women's College Basketball Player of the Year. Watkins, the first USC player to win that award. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.